y'all don't treat them right, we'll put them in the trunk and take them back to Roanoke. We do serve a great God. I thank your pastor for the kindness of allowing me to be in this pulpit today. I don't know whether he know how risky I am. But thank you, Thomas, for the kindness to be here. I'm going to focus this morning on, there are two lectionary texts. I'm going to focus on the writings of Isaiah for the preachment today. I will say a little something about Matthew, but primarily I'm going to focus on verse 10 and 11 of Isaiah 55, where he says, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So in my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." For a little bit, I want to talk about God's guarantee. God's guarantee. I'm always amazed if you keep your ears open, your eyes open, and your spirit willing, God will send you some rather interesting openings for preachment. I had worked on this and thought I had it clear until our son called, and you can always tell with your children before they say anything whether it is hallelujah or hardship. And Aaron's voice suggested that something was dreadfully wrong. He said, "Daddy, my heat pump is not working." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's hot in the house. It's not working." He said, "I called the guy who installed it, and he has given me a cost to repair it. And Daddy, it's way up there." I said, "Calm down, son, calm down." I said, "Take out your warranty and see what it says. You might be in better shape than you give yourself." He said, "I can't find it." And then I could hear the frustration in his voice, because not just young people, a lot of folk want a quick answer. They want to call mama, daddy, and including God, and get an answer post haste. I said, "Son, you need to locate your warranty and read it and see what is covered." He couldn't find it. The next morning, he was to fly to Boston to do work, so he called me from Logan Airport with a different ring in his voice. He said, "Daddy, I found it." I said, "What did it say?" He said, "I'm covered, especially the main part, the compressor. I'm covered. They're going to give me one free of charge because I've got a 10-year warranty. I'm also covered on other parts, Dad. I'm covered except for the installation. But Daddy, it's a whole lot better knowing that I got this warranty, because this warranty keeps me from spending a whole lot of money." He said, "Dad, I thank you and Mama for teaching us to put that stuff away, because that stuff comes in handy on days like this." And I said, "Son, it's good. It's wonderful to have a warranty to cover you and to promise you and to guarantee you that certain things will happen." I said, "But you know, I'm working on a sermon. And I want to just remind you that there is somebody else who gives us a warranty, gives us a guarantee. And you don't have to read the fine print. His stuff is bold. It's in boxcar letters. God does give guarantees, does he not?" Come on now, y'all got to work with me now. Do I have any folk out there who know what I'm talking about? That the God we serve is a God who gives guarantees. Well, preacher, what's a guarantee? It's a formal promise of assurance, typically written down, that certain conditions will be fulfilled. Something tells you of certainty of an outcome. You can count on it. If God said it, it's done. Now, I don't know about y'all. In order for me to do church, I got to have certain guarantees. this is hard enough work as it is, but if I go into it knowing that I got somebody who got my back, somebody who tells me that, Bill, go on out and do it, I guarantee you it's going to come out all right. Now, come on now. Y'all got to work with Preacher this month. There's got to be somebody out there who knows where I'm going already. God will give you a guarantee, I tell you. So here's the guarantee. It's amazing. Before PowerPoint, before videos, before DVDs, God uses technology. But he uses words. Listen, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven. Can you see it? God says you can't miss this as Isaiah speaks. As the rain, you've seen rain and you have seen snow. It's locked in your memory banks. If you don't see any rain for a good while, you know rain and you know snow. He says, as rain and snow come down from heaven and don't go back until it waters the earth. Water does not evaporate and go back until it does its work. Snow does not melt and go back until it does its work. God said that as the rain and snow comes down, it starts making a valley verdant. It turns winter into spring. It turns things that have wilted into life. As rain comes down, as snow comes down, you can vouchsafe it's not going back until it makes the ground wet and ready for budding. He said not only that, it will make seed for the sower and bread for the eater. That's an interesting concept. You can eat it and plant it. You can plant it and eat it. It's cyclical. It'll never run out because the God we serve will send the rain and send the snow, and it'll never return until it has done what God wants it to do. Then God makes a transition. So it is with my word. Hallelujah. My word comes down like rain and snow. My father used to say he didn't want a heavy rain. He wanted a soaking rain. Pop, what's the difference between a heavy rain and a soaking rain? Well, a heavy rain can do damage, son. But a soaking rain is steady. Fine. It doesn't hurt you, but it gets the ground ready for planting. I hope I got some believers in here. So is my word. It's like a soaking rain. Here's the key. God doesn't have a mouth to speak his word unless we give him out. I simply came by to tell you, Vine Street, tell you, General Assembly, we've been called to tell it. And we've been called to tell it in season and out of season. We've been called to tell it. We've been called to be like a soaking rain in a world that has gone dry. Now, y'all don't believe the world has gone dry, you know. No joy. People come to church, they need a soaking rain. When God's been that good to you, he has woken you up one more morning, started you on your way, somebody needs a soaking rain. Do I have a witness out there? Every now and then in Loudoun Avenue Christian Church, I expect folk to jump up with me and shout, God is good. And our job is to tell it. Now, you can't tell it if you don't know it.
And I think it's a crying shame, as blessed as some of y'all in here, that you don't tell it. Come on now, be real. God's good to you. Not only do you have your retirement check, you've got CDs and stocks on the rebound. Do I have a witness? You need to tell it that I've yet to see the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Tell it. I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Tell it. Though you get sick, I can make you well. Tell it. I've been in a valley, but the Lord sent goodness and mercy to travel with me. Tell it. Do I have anybody here this morning who can tell it? So my word, if we would tell it, listen what it says, God guarantees it, it will not return empty. King James, void. If you tell it, it's going to do what the word needs to do. But you got to tell it. If you tell it, it'll be like rain and snow. It will not return until it has done what God wants it to do. I wish I had about five folk who could testify that somebody has told you something about what God can do. And it took a little while, you soaked it and you worked with it and you bathed in it. But after a while, it came true that the Lord we serve, as the old folks say, will make a way out of no way. The God we serve, I don't know where y'all come from, but I come from Poe country. But I have never been hungry. I have never been naked. I have never been cold. God can't make a way, I tell you, and I'm going to tell him. I may have had fat back meat and a strick of lean with the rind on it and molasses with cornbread, but God filled up a crack. Tell it. I wish some of y'all who eat filet mignon and pheasant on the glass would every now and then stand up and tell it. God is good. Tell it. You know what's got me upset? Is for folk who are blessed who won't tell it. You what drives me crazy is that folk leave home driving one car and got another car in the garage but won't tell it. You know what messes me up? When you can't figure out which pair of shoes to wear but you won't tell it. You know what drives me crazy? You've got five black dresses. You won't tell it. Is there anybody out there want to go crazy with me? Let's tell it today. Let's tell it, for God is good. It will not. It won't go back to God until it has done its purpose. It will achieve what God wants done. All we got to do is tell it. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that helps me now. I don't have to worry. Don't have to worry about my evaluation. Don't have to worry whether I'm going to get kicked out. God guaranteed me. If I do my part, God will do his part. So I'm in the telling business. I'm going to tell it everywhere I go. Wake me up in the morning. Tell it. Catch me at noontime. Tell it. Catch me around mid-afternoon. Tell it. Wake me up at midnight. Tell it. For I've got a story to tell. What about you out there? Can you tell it? And we got to tell it with joy. Tell it with enthusiasm. Tell it. Nobody need to hear us going around talking about, I don't know. No, sir. I know the Lord is good. And I'm going to tell it. As I bid you good morning, my father can tell it from the grave, but anybody can tell it who's living. I'm a country boy. I used to love going home in February because that was seed buying time. You got to know my father. We've got to go to all of these places for him to buy his seed. Now you need to understand the rain has already done its job. The snow has done its job. My daddy said, it's my time now. We go to the feed and seed. We go to southern states. And then we go to a little convenience store, a little country store, where he gets all of his real seed. And I would say, Pop, why do you go? He said, son, they got the best stuff. I can't be working an acre of land and run the risk that I don't get nothing after all that hard work. These fellas almost guarantee me that my June peas are gonna come up. My string beans gonna come up. My maters, beefsteak tomatoes, they coming up. And we spent all day buying seed. And then we had to go get some taters. That's where he messed me up. Came back to the house and he said, now we gotta cut them in quarters. I said, now Pop, I've been to school. He said, yes, son, but you ain't smart as me. Just cut the taters and make sure there's an eye on each quarter. He said, now come on. He made 12 rolls. And we went down dropping taters in rolls and covering them up. I left him. That was latter February to March. Came back in September. He said, get the tater rake. I said, tater rake, get the tater rake and get some baskets. He put a bushel at the beginning of the row and a bushel basket at the end of the row. And I'm saying to myself, my father has lost his mind. Ain't no way in the world cut up potatoes gonna yield anything. But much to my surprise, when I hit the first hill and pulled up the vine, there were taters hanging from the vine. And I said to myself, God said he'll never let anything come back void, but this is out of my realm. And halfway down the row, a full bushel basket. Had to go down to the end of the row and bring the other bushel basket, fill that up, two bushels on one row. End up, my dad had 24 bushel baskets of ash potatoes. And he looked at me and cut his eye and blew on his pipe with that cherry tobacco smell. He said, you didn't think the old boy knew what he was talking about. He said, but I know this land. I work this land. God has done his part. He has sent me the rain and the snow. My job is to plant, and God will give the increase. 30-fold, 40-fold, 100-fold. One more time. Is there anybody here know what I'm talking about? Can't God do it? Can't God do it? Can't God do it? If we tell it, if we swell it, if we shout it, God will. Come on, let's tell it. Let's tell it. And let's tell it some more, for God is.